ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punch cards, the computer says,
"He saw the cat."
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards,
"He saw the cat,"
the computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punch cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
"Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
"To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep."
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
"Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two."
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk. To get the samples of synthesized speech we've heard so far, a computer's memory was stored with 34 speech sounds and a set of rules for producing these sounds and for making the transitions from one sound to another. When the computer was fed the names of speech sounds on punch cards, it was, in effect, told what to say. But its manner of saying it, even its dialect and apparent accent, was determined by the rules stored in its memory. The objective of this program is to formulate a minimum set of rules for making plausible English speech. The next two selections, however, were produced by analyzing a person's speech and reconstructing it synthetically on a computer. The objective here is to duplicate the sounds and transitions made by a human speaker, including his dialect and accent. With such a program, the computer sounds like this.
"Men strive but seldom get rich. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words about Texas."
And now the computer would like to express its appreciation for your attention.
Thanks for listening.
hard, I guess, to understand. The love this time is mighty. This truth hurts just like the lie. That's stop us saying goodbye. But love is not a test, and the questions never made are broken. Love is not a test, and the answers never healed are broken.
Never.
never heal a broken heart. Broken hearts. But we can run away, run away, run away, run away. We can run away.
taxi's gonna drive to California. When you wake up in the morning, I'll be gone. I don't wanna be here, and I never meant to hurt you, so I'm leaving in the early light of dawn. There are things that I can't say, bitter words I've tucked away. Took me by the hand.
The Most Wanted Music.
Oh, so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm a sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drinker me. Week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train, and I thought I'd get a job and just forget her. But in Chicago, a broken heart is still the same. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. When they ask who's the fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drinker me. Yeah, I say, little old wine drinker me.
Valencia.com. We're listening to Ricky Ricardo, man.
Oh, Ricky, I love Ricky. How are you listening to this, chicken?
Well, I'm riding my lowrider. I like to listen to
87.9
FM.
How do you listen to it at home in your house?
Dude, it's easy. Radio Valencia by FM.
He had a lot of bull escape, so the bull was facing failure.
Aisha, we've only just met, and I think you ought to know I'm a murderer. Portrait on my wall. He's a serial killer. I thought he wouldn't escape. Aisha, he got out.
On the stairway to stardom, you see tomorrow starts today. On the stairway to stardom, we're here to brighten up your day. We've got singers and dancers and actors performing for you. But there's more, so much more, and it's all right here for you. On the stairway to stardom, we'll entertain without any style. On the stairway to stardom, we've got the other shows beat by a mile. On the stairway to stardom, on the stairway to stardom, on the stairway to stardom.
Stairway to Stardom. It's the show that reaches out to new talent, reaches out to people who have the ambition and the ability to succeed, but need to be given the opportunity to be seen and heard. Talent coordinator Tilly searches out this talent and brings it before the camera for your approval and for their first step on the stairway to stardom. If you're interested in appearing on the show, stay tuned for further information.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
It's on Valencia Radio. Monday, 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zor.
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call, and Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing a song that I sang for the memories I usually see. Saturday night is alone.
last night. Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
The 25th of December is a holy day. We've made it into a commercial decorated holiday. A genuine Christmas would avoid the sin against God and His holy child. The meaning of Christmas is almost lost in a degenerate world gone wild. Jesus wouldn't have wanted it that way. He lived with the poor and the needy. He taught them to use their high power while the big shots stay ignorant and greedy. He called them liars and hypocrites, murderers for their evil ways. But human nature has not reformed. It's still much the same these days. Santa Claus is mainly a legend and intrudes on Jesus' birthday. It's the 6th and not the 25th. It's Santa who got us this way. The name Santa Claus is a corruption of Saint Nicholas, the Dutch legendary priest for children, said to have driven over rooftops in a sleigh drawn by reindeers, dropping toys down chimneys for children. It is shown in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, that the wise men brought gifts only unto him. Gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Our commercialized gift giving is a sin. So let's give Jesus back his birthday, and this time let's set the record straight. Let Santa Claus have his children, but no adults. We all should remember Jesus' birthday.